our loved ones' souls come and visit us on November the 2nd. And they do it through the altar.
We grew up here most of our lives, and I always think it's such a beautiful tradition. I've always wanted to go back to Mexico for it, but I never do.
Last year was the first year that we actually put an altar together. It was led by our sister Ruth.
She was like the leader. I mean, she was so bossy, and she'd tell us what to do, and she made it all a reality. So she was here, and she was like, let's do it. Let's sign up. Let's take a space and do it. And the sad story is that she had cancer, and so this year we're honoring her.
She didn't like to talk much about death, I guess, because she was so close to it. Maybe it passed through her mind that, you know, I'm probably going to be part of it next year. I know it did pass through my mind that she was going to be part of it, because she was pretty sick.
I thought it was just put together an altar, put some cool decorations and some photos, and that's it. And she was the one that showed me that everything had a symbol. The banners are, the meaning is wind, and then the sawdust is earth, and then you have water there for your loved ones to not get parched in their journey.
We don't want any bad spirits or souls to come through, so we use salt. Keep them away.
When we started planning it, I just felt so sad, and I was dragging my feet to do this because I could not believe that she was part of it now.
I can't even imagine not doing it. This year, yeah. You know, because she would hate that we stopped her tradition or her teaching.
Do you think she'll see it in a way? Do you think
she's going to be there? Yeah.
I think she really left me realizing that life is really fragile, and that just gave me more compassion, I think, for people. It's so hard. It's so hard to leave this world.
Everybody has a loved one that's passed already, and we all think about them every day, I'm sure, but this is a way of celebrating their life or inviting them to come over and visit.
It's almost like now I feel like this is what she would have wanted, and we're following what she taught us to do.